All right, everybody. This is a bold play, but I'm in Applebee's, the sixth episode of The Blind Spot, and I got my first guest, motherfuckers.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. My buddy Pete here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pete the house painter. We're not going to hold his vocation against him, however. That's right. No, we're not. My man Pete, I just met him 20 minutes ago. In that 20 minutes, my calculation is a cool, intelligent dude.
Yeah.
Intelligent dude who gave me some weed, and I bought him a Heineken, and we're sitting in Applebee's, and I don't know if it's a one- or two-party state, but I don't give a fuck. Here we are.
Yes,
welcome
sir.
To The Blind Spot, ladies and gentlemen, my fellow Americans and foreign scum. That's right.
Let's get it.
Let's get it. Yeah. Uh-huh. Give me a cheers on that Heineken.
Let's get it. Let's get cheers.
All right. So, now I got to ask, where'd you grow up, man?
I'm from here.
Here?
Yeah, I'm from, not right here.
No, it's dear fucking country.
I'm from Bristol, New Hampshire, you know.
Oh, shit.
Probably about 20 minutes
from
here.
Yeah.
It's not great.
It's not great. Now, I should mention for a listener's not familiar with the show, I'm a blind guy. I grew up on Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. That's right.
Oh.
Yeah. It's where they filmed Jaws.
Yeah.
Now, I then moved to Connecticut, where I did not get a job and make money. Capitalism, it's important. And I used to rap a lot. And I don't know, I can't give you the whole biography right now. We're not going to do that. We're getting sidetracked. But anyway, this is my podcast, and we're sitting out in public. Good times.
Yo, I'm about to get a picture of us, all right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Just, I'm going to put it on my private story on Snapchat.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
The podcast is called The Blind Spot.
That's amazing.
You gotta say it. No, I'm serious. Like, I have 5 episodes up.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you watch it on?
Anywhere podcasts are podcasted.
So, like, if I, like, go on the app store and podcast app?
Yeah.
And then I look up.
I have not put it on everything yet. You might have to search a little hard, but, like, it's definitely there. It's called The Blind Spot. And you're literally, buddy. This is the best part, is you're my first guest. All my other episodes have been me alone, being like, you know what I think about, whatever, like yelling, like,
yeah.
You're my first guest. That's what's so exciting.
Yeah, dude, for real, it's fucking fire.
So, but have you ever been on a podcast before?
Nope.
But you're not nervous, right?
No.
You know why? Because nobody is going to hear it, so no. It's okay.
But what if people do hear it?
Then you're still good, because you're just going to be yourself.
That's true.
So... that's how you got to think about it.
Yeah.
It was totally worth. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, my fellow Americans and foreign scum, except for the British, and I suppose treaty allies, I forgot what I was going to say. It was very important. Oh, shit. No, bad times. Bad times. That's bad radio, as they say. It's almost as bad as dead air.
Dead air
means silence on the radio.
Yep.
Like count to 5 in your head.
Yeah.
That's dead air.
Yeah.
But luckily for us, there is background noise. But I did a podcast before, and the one lesson I learned from it was no dead air. Which means somebody has to always be talking.
Yeah.
Given that, so it's primary day.
It is. Yeah.
Lots of strong feelings, you know.
Now we know you love Trump.
No, oh yeah, of course he's my boy. Now the first thing that's funny, right? Now, did you know that Biden said that he didn't want to be in the New Hampshire primary?
I did not know that.
No, so he said he wants to be in South Carolina first. You know why?
Why?
It's because there are more black people there.
No. Oh.
And what happened was a black senator named James Clyburn. Pulled all the strings he had to help Biden win in 2020 and said, what I want in exchange is you're going to help black people. Like, that was the deal.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not racist because political deals like that are made all the time.
Yeah.
But that's his deal.
Mm-hmm.
So, where was I?
Talking about the deal.
Right. So the deal was that Biden made a deal with James Clyburn to help black people. But I can't remember how to relate it all back. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I blame Pete because Pete smoked me up. It ruined my train of thought. And in 4 minutes, I'll remember what I was talking
when
about.
When did you start smoking?
I was 22. I was fucking out of college.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you went to college? All right.
Yeah.
No. This is this is what we got to do on this podcast. You're a blind man.
Yeah.
Graduate. So you obviously graduated high school.
Yeah, yeah.
And went to college.
Flunked out.
Let's hear about it. All right, you might have flunked out, but you still went to college.
Yeah.
That's more than me, and I can see, dude, and I never went to college.
Well, I mean, but that's not because you can't, like, but that's on you. I mean,
yeah,
like
man,
you
yeah,
could take
true.
One college class. I've looked at this at, like, a $500-$600, you know what I'm saying?
So.
It's easy.
What were you going to go to college
plus one,
for?
Four, six, nine,
oh, you're
two,
getting
nine,
a call.
I don't
six,
care.
Three, six,
I'm
one,
canceling two. It. No, no, do not leave, okay?
Do not leave.
All right. Because I'm canceling my Uber.
It says Forney, Texas.
It's
29063.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Uber?
Yeah, probably. I don't care.
I don't see an Uber outside of the moment, so I think you're showing.
We got
a piss.
Waiting.
But we're not
more info.
So
I'm just leaving my phone.
All right, bet. Let's go. Oh, you want me to guide you?
Yeah, I'll just take this with
voice
me.
Voice memos. She grabbed one notification.
No, I don't want to lose. I don't want someone to steal it.
469-290-6361. Missed call.
Get over here.
Yeah.
Get this shit.
So I am really paying. You know what? I might not even vote tonight. I might not even vote tonight because that podcast is more important. My ego. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hang on. Hold this. Wait. You don't have to go in. So hold this.
I gotta take a piss anyway.
All right. Well. Because it's still recording, so if you just talk, then I don't have to edit it later. Because nobody will be pissing on the podcast. Right. So
yeah,
we'll
you
switch.
Go first, yeah.
Go ahead, guys, you can't not talk.
Sheet grabber.
Yeah, yeah.
Double tap to expand the sheet.
No not talking over here, so. Yeah, we're still at Applebee's. Chilling out. He said he didn't want anyone to know what he was going to do, but. So I won't say it. But yeah, we're having a great time out here. I can't get my phone passcode to work. There we go, we got it. Oh, hey, all right,
sweet.
All right,
no,
I'll be right back.
Any dead air?
Nope, none.
All right, now I'm back now. This could be a good or a bad move. I might miss my fucking vote. I gotta vote for Nikki Haley. And the thing is, I know Trump's gonna fucking fuck her up. If Nikki Haley loses by less than 15%, she's gonna be a lucky lady. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, it's true. Now, I've never voted in my life. It's like 5:30 or 6. I'm so fucked, naturally, and I should go and vote for her now. I'm looking crazy, talking to myself. God, so awkward, so awkward. Come on,
yo.
Mad awkwardness.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, we out
of
here.
Oh yeah, we're dog.
Right.
So, no, no dead air. No dead air.
Yeah, you didn't have any either?
No, I hope not. No,
right,
I good. Said I'm gonna vote
right, we're going
to
right?
vote. I might miss my my vote, but I can look forward to the fact that I might rope you into missing your vote, too. So you're going to vote against me. So
your chair's right there on your right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's spectacular, Pete. So, did you know...
Cheek grabber.
Did you know that there's a thing like when people are in politics where, like, let's say you're a Republican and I'm a Democrat and I get sick with the flu. Like,
yeah.
I can't vote. And then, like, your buddy who's agreeing with you gets sick with the flu too.
Mm-hmm.
He can't vote.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is we make a deal where, like you vote for me and I vote for you because
yeah.
our buddies aren't there.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, it's an old boys and girls
yeah.
now. You got Heineken left?
Yes, sir.
Good,
of course.
Sir.
Let's
yeah.
get it.
Now, a house painter. You
mm-hmm.
paint with a roller.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a blind person, do you think I could put the first coat on the wall?
Yeah, I think you could, because as a roller, you don't have to go all the way up because
right.
you cut it in with a paintbrush.
Like, if I knew you were going to paint behind me.
Yeah.
Like, so if I was going to do the first coat, you're coming right behind me, right?
I think if you were holding the roller and
yeah.
then, like, I grabbed you, your arms, and
no,
then
no.
showed you how high
it wouldn't
to
be
go.
Like that. It would be like, hey, go up to here.
Yeah,
and I would
yeah.
just go, right. But,
yeah,
like I'm blind, but the thing is never going to be overlapped exactly, though, because
yeah,
I can't
but that's
see
fine.
It.
That's
but
because
you're coming behind me.
Yeah, no, it would be fine.
Like, I would do that.
Yeah.
I would paint.
Sheet grabber.
That'd be awesome.
I'm a hard
worker. That's another question. How is it trying to get a job?
Shit.
What, have you had any jobs? Or
Yeah. Oh, man, these are good questions. Yeah. So, yeah, I have. On this podcast, I actually say a lot that I'm chronically unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there are benefits and there are not benefits. There are bad things. Like, so it's hard. But, like, the reason that I don't have a job isn't because I can't see.
Your Tuesday evening trip with Uber. Cancellation fee $15.58 January 23rd, 2024.
I guess
we'll
that was.
Stephen, here's the result of your canceled trip.
$15.58
times $2.60, distance $12.98, subtotal $15.58, payments visa.
It's going to show up on the voice memo, so, like... Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry for the unprofessionalism of the interruption of the podcast, but I just paid $16. Which, it hurts.
Yeah, that sucks.
Oh,
that's
it does. No, it doesn't. But I felt like it would be a good podcast. Oh, man. Wow, what a decision. What's a decision? Ooh, you know how much that hurts, man? That really does just sting a little.
Yeah.
Ooh, I told you I'd pay it, didn't I, though, like 20 minutes ago? Ooh, yeah. All right.
You weren't lying.
No, I wasn't. why do you think I would have been? Oh, yeah. No, but honestly, you know what the best part is, though? I got to tell you. So, like, all right. So one of my buddies, right, says to me, I can't be on your podcast because I might say something racist, right? And I'm like, buddy, you can't hold it back for 2 hours? So then my other buddy goes, I can't be on your podcast because of what you think about trans people. And I'm like, okay.
What do you think about trans people? What do you think? You don't support?
I do support.
You do?
Yeah. But I think that, okay. Well, that's a deep question. See, Pete, this is why you're a guest on my show. You're a smart, intelligent man. You should be in college classes. I think that trans people should have the dignity and the human rights that everybody else has. If you are a person who was born as a man and you feel like you're a woman and you want to walk around and be like that, nobody should hurt you or be mean to you or anything like that, and you should be able to do all this shit.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I'm sorry to say that I don't believe that makes you the sex that you think you are.
Yeah.
So if you are a woman and you think you are a man, I don't believe that you are.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, because I feel like I'm being mean, and I don't want to be mean to these people because certain people want to bully them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You with me? Like,
with
bullying
you.
These people is not correct. You know what I'm saying? It's not.
For
Thank
sure.
you. It's not correct. It's not. But, just because you think that you are one thing does not mean that you are that thing.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, and I have more nuances on this, but honestly, this wish is wigging me out. If you said, see, I don't want to make it a woman thing because everybody wants to make it like a protection of women thing.
Yeah.
So the thing is, let's say you have a sister, okay?
Yeah.
And she says, I'm really a guy. It's like, okay.
I'd be like, oh God.
All right, no, but I'm gonna say, like, listen. All right, I understand that you feel that way, and I want to back you because I don't want to like invalidate how you feel, but being a guy or a girl is like not just how you feel in your brain, it's about your biological like body.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason guys are like 40% more likely to murder, you know?
Yeah.
It's because you're fucking in a gorilla body.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
a big dick, and you're like, I'm gonna stab a motherfucker. You know, and some chick is like, oh, I wanna fuck that guy because I'm a little drunk, so I'm sorry, you really whacked me the question I'd been avoiding for 4 podcasts.
Mm.
But like the thing is, like, you are stuck in a biological body and it influences you.
Yeah.
So, like, I understand that you, are, as a woman, feel like a man. And I don't want to disrespect that feeling. But you are in a female body and it matters in the being that you ultimately are. So, like, if you want to say I'm a man, it's like, well, listen, you want to fucking be one of the first one guy drafted then? Can I knock you out when you fucking piss me off at a bar and just bam? Because, like, listen, I swear to God, like, if you bothered me enough, because I'm drunk now, and you're a guy, I'd hit you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you said enough shit to me, like, oh, you canceled $16, fuck, you know, like, if you really, like, bothered me, I'd swing on you, because you're a guy.
Some guy over there was winning Heineken, too.
Sure he did.
He looked over you and saw our
Sure
Heineken.
He did, because it's a blind spot. We want that Heineken sponsorship.
You're going to say hi to him?
Go say hi. I can't see. You make the introduction.
Yeah, but you can say hi.
Hey, sir, you like that Heineken?
He's over the right a little bit more.
See?
Hello.
Oh, but I can do it.
We were talking about you grabbing a Heineken. Oh. He was introducing himself.
Oh. Hey, buddy. How's it going, man?
well, I wasn't sure what I wanted.
I saw you look over. Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So that's how I feel about it, though, Pete, because you asked a deep question. And, like, and it's a deep question because a lot of people want to be mean to these people because they don't fit in. And I don't like that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I...
Like, listen, if a trans woman was here right now and you knew that's what she was, you should say ma'am and she. Out of politeness, right? Am I wrong?
No.
What do you think? No, because you asked me these deep questions, so now I want to know. Because you hit me with this shit.
I don't know.
Come on now.
I met him a little bit ago.
Huh?
I met him outside. I was outside. He was like...
Are you backing away now?
Oh. No, I'm not backing away.
Oh, no. You are.
No.
Because he wants to think this is a look. But this is your question.
Yeah, it was my
question. This wasn't my question. So don't hit me with, like, I'm the one pulling the deep shit out.
No, I think if you're born a man, then you're a man.
All right, but what do you have to say to the people who are fucked up then and don't think that? Because, like, you know...
Dude, I'd be like...
Come on. No.
You can do whatever you want, man.
No, because, listen, let's be real, because they're here, right?
Yeah.
Now, do you want to be mean to them? Do you want them to think that you hate?
I'm not gonna be mean to them,
like,
but I'm not.
Do you want to be like? Know. Do you want to be like, hey, N-word? You know, sit back in the back. No, I'm serious. I'm serious because it's touchy.
I thought we were talking about trans.
We are, but like, do you want to talk to them in a way where they feel demeaned though, where they feel bad?
I mean, like,
because I agree.
No, because if they ask me, I'll be like, I think you're weird for that. But
yeah, right.
You do you. Like, yeah. You can do whatever you want.
Because,
you know what I'm saying?
Because, like, they're communists, right? And they're stupid, too, right? You know what I'm saying? Am I wrong? How come people just laugh when I say shit? I hate my life so much.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
I'm not laughing?
Damn,
does this dude know he's on the blind spot?
Oh yeah, we're doing a podcast right now. It's called The Blind Spot.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Who is he? We need his name.
What's your name?
That's a good name for a podcast.
It's my podcast.
Yeah,
it's my podcast.
It's good. It's
yeah.
A good name.
You know why it's called The Blind Spot? That's right.
This is amazing.
Hey, can you grab the next Heineken?
Yeah, I got you.
I paid.
I'll get you a Heineken.
No, get me something on draft. It's cheaper. Just grab. No, get yourself something on draft too. It's cheaper, man.
I got a beer.
Oh, fuck. Oh, that's nonsense.
I got you on a beer. Whatever you want.
Oh, whatever I want.
Whatever you want,
give me
buddy.
A fiddlehead, man.
A fiddlehead?
Yeah.
I never even heard of that shit
it's
in my life.
So good. So good. I hope we're still recording. I'd be so pissed if you weren't.
You say you're 35?
Six now.
36?
A month ago.
Yeah. I'm 21, so I haven't drank a lot of beers.
Oh, you're going to have such a good time with the drinking. You're going to have such a good time. Now, my advice, right? Stop when you're tipsy. Don't get drunk.
Oh, I definitely get drunk.
I'm going to give you the best advice you ever had, okay? Just stop early with the drinking. One beer earlier saves you a lot of bullshit. Like, I swear to God,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's true.
No, because listen, you can whack that dab pen until it's empty, and you're going to be all right.
Voice memos. That's how we met. That's how
he was like, can I have a hit of your dab pen? I was like,
oh, I'm tired of you.
Don't look at me with that demeaningness. Who is this guy? He's not even on my...
I thought he was lying.
I am.
He's lying.
I'm not lying. Hang on.
Stop.
Oh, good. We're still recording. We're going. Okay, great. I need to know who this guy is. Who is this guy?
What's your name?
John.
Let's slide this over. You know, am I wearing out my welcome? No.
No, never that.
No, good. Yeah. I would, by the way, hey, if you ever need a guy to...
You guys think everybody goes down there?
Dude, they keep looking at us, too.
Can he sit, can he sit closer? Can he grab a chair next to you? Because it would be easier for the
He wants you to move closer.
No, hold on. Oh, yeah. Right. I'm Ted Bundy. You know what? It's just like this. Right. Right to the head. Right to the head. You know? Fuck it.
Oh shit! I'm so happy I came here.
No, dude. Listen, I'm so glad. Okay. I gotta tell you the real truth here. Now, you wanted some personal shit. Like, we're gonna get a little quid pro quo. But like, listen. So, I'm in New Hampshire. I'm living with my cousin.
Uh huh.
She's mad depressed. Okay. So like, she doesn't go anywhere. She has a bunch of girlfriends, but I can't try and fuck them because like, you know, they're her girlfriends. So what happens if I fuck one of them? Like, you know, oh, you fuck one of my girlfriends. So, you know, it's off limits. So I don't know anyone here. I just moved here like a couple months ago. And so I'm so happy I came here because...
You are so funny, bro. Hold on. I'm sorry. Just let me laugh for like 5 more seconds. just the way you said it. You're just like, I can't fuck any.
I can't. It's true. So what happens, though, if I sleep with one of them and she doesn't like it? Then I gotta hear about it from my fucking cousin. You know...
That's amazing.
It's just the truth.
Oh, I'm crying.
You know what I hate? Yeah, you know, God, I'm not even trying to be funny. I'm trying to be real and then people laugh. You know what I mean?
No. All right. Continue. So you are... You can't...
No, so you're the first guy I've drunk with who I haven't known in like a year. I mean, because you and me are getting a drunk on now. We're gonna have 2 beers in now.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's me and my cousin's hell friends. I don't know anyone here. It's a rural state. I just come to Applebee's every couple weeks and just do my own thing. I don't know anyone.
Where'd you say you lived?
Franklin.
Oh, you live in Franklin?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. You know, but I don't know anyone here. So, I moved to the state, and I don't know anyone. My cousin's friends are here. They're all cool chicks, but, I don't want to mack on them, because, it's going to... If it goes boomeranging... You know, what? That's just shit where you're eating. I can't. So, I don't know anyone. It was funny, because when I... the guy who said he wouldn't come on my podcast for my trans views...
Yeah.
He was why did you come to this Applebee's and drink? And I'm like, I got ambushed by that question, you know? And then I realized because I don't know anyone. I'm so glad I'm drinking with you.
Sure.
It's good time.
Yeah, no.
I almost didn't come here after.
I almost went straight home.
Yeah, so what are you making now? We're going to ask you some personal questions.
Oh, shit.
What are you making an hour?
What do I make an hour?
Yeah.
Well, it all depends. When I work for my company,
yeah.
I make about 20 an hour.
Yeah.
If I work for myself, I'm probably around 40 to 50 an hour.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Shit. So, if you pay me 10 an hour to coat in front of you?
I can't guarantee 10. It because 10? we still got to test it out and make sure that you're
in. But what if I do an hour for free just to see?
Well, yeah, if you want to do it for... I mean...
Let me coat one wall just to see how it goes.
Yeah.
For free.
We can do that. I'll cut it in for you and just roll it.
It's like... Well, we're trying to figure that out, John. Over there in your fucking bubble over there. I didn't even know if the microphone could pick you up. Because you won't fucking move over to the other chair like I asked you to.
Yeah, you won't come sit with
no,
us.
No, but he wants to be in the conversation, though. From over there.
Yeah,
go
you
ahead.
Want to be in the conversation.
But not...
Sit next to him.
Hey, tell him I wanted him to move only so much. My microphone is not there. No, you just tell him. I need you to tell him.
All right, say it again.
Tell him I wanted him to move closer just so the microphone pick him up there.
Oh, so the microphone can pick you up.
No, but that's fine. But he wants... Because now, you're going to hear him.
Would you put Braille on the brush?
On what? On what? I can't hear you. You're fucking over there.
Would you put Braille on the brush? On the paintbrush?
No. No. Because
you put Braille on
so
the
it's,
wall.
It's, it, no, no. Because if we're going to do a wall like this, right?
Yeah.
So you roll. You don't brush, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to roll up like no. So John, I'm just going like this.
But how are you going to know when to stop?
Because there's a wall here. Okay, seriously. Hold this for a second. Okay. This is my roller. Okay. So, this is the wall. So, okay. Okay. It must be done. So now I'm just gonna... It must be done. It still must be done. I'm just gonna roll the wall up.
But you gotta go all the way up and all the way down.
What do you think? I don't understand that. I don't understand that. The ceiling's up. What are you talking about? I got all the way up and all the way down. I know.
Oh,
yeah, I understand
shit.
That.
That's amazing.
I still don't have a blue moon or whatever the fuck I wanted.
Oh, yeah. You didn't get one.
No.
Yeah. How did you get here?
I Ubered here.
Oh, from Franklin?
Yeah.
How much did that cost? Probably at least
14.
20.
No, $14.
Dude, so how much was the tip after, though?
I didn't.
You didn't tip?
No. Fuck them. They can fucking... It's a fucking sinker swimming. So, listen. I here's my whole thing.
Oh, hold on. One second. I have, a very serious question.
No, wait. I gotta say one thing, because I've now...
All right, yeah,
I was... I So, the thing is, I came out, because I was going to come here and drink two beers and then go vote for Nikki Haley.
Yeah.
Now, the only reason I feel cool about that is that you were going to vote for Trump, but I'm keeping you here so you can't.
Nikki's like an undercover Democrat.
I don't get... Yes. I do not want that motherfucker back in that goddamn White House.
I should, but I haven't.
I haven't either.
No, you're... No.
In this town because I'm from Epic. I have to go down to Epic.
Yeah. Hey, can I tell you something, buddy? Like, the only reason I want you to move closer is because if you're in this conversation, I want my microphone to pick that up. So would you just move that seat?
I think it can hear me.
I understand that. I understand.
Hold on, we'll put it right here.
All right. There you
go. If it's right here, in the middle, okay. You should be able to hear everyone.
So, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, right?
Oh, yeah. Come on, buddy. I resent that you won't move chairs. I really do.
Trump's going to win the election.
No, he's not.
All the wars are going to stop.
Yep.
The sun's going to come out and shine brighter than ever. Everybody's going to be fucking happy. And
but you understand that what you're talking about is bullshit? And, like, I deeply resent your bullshit. Because, like...
I love this.
I am really annoyed because... Trump is a moron. Okay, I got to tell you a couple things. Here's the fucking problem. Okay?
I need to take a piss.
I can't.
I'll be back, big man.
Hey, yo, wait.
I need that.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
So do you.
What do you want to...
Whatever you
do.
Why can't you tell her?
I
think she's
right here.
Oh, yeah.
Right
here. Oh, no, he didn't
want
a Heineken. I'll take the Heineken.
All right,
bro.
Thank
let's
you.
Go.
Hey, ma'am.
Yes.
Can I have two fiddleheads tall?
Yep.
Right. He's there. Yeah. It's good. Don't undermine it for him. I love this. So, do you have a job?
I do.
What is it?
I'm the shop foreman at Planet Honda.
Huh?
I'm a shop foreman at Planet Honda.
Oh shit, cars?
Yeah.
Word dog.
Yep.
I do need to mention the only thing is I was doing that thing and I just wanted to make sure you got picked up. So
it's right there now. I think I can hear me.
Okay, no, I'm sure the apple's good. I'm sure it can. So
it'll have to write in front of you.
Oh, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
So you're not a mechanic, you're a watching mechanic?
So I do both. They call me like a working foreman. So I'm still working on the cars, but I'm overseeing the shop at the same time.
Right, right. I
so
got
I
a
do
car.
It all.
Huh?
I do it all.
I drove an old 2000 model car. Got 40 miles a gallon on the highway.
Wait.
It's Cavalier. What's the brand name on a Cavalier?
You were driving it?
No. No. I went on a road trip in 22. Me and my buddy bought a Cavalier. Is it a Honda Cavalier? Toyota Cavalier?
I
can't remember.
Chevy Cavalier.
No, it's a car. It's not a truck, though. Okay?
Yeah, but Chevy doesn't mean that it's a truck.
So it's 40 miles to the gallon on the highway. Maybe even 40.
It's a Chevy Cavalier.
Are you back?
They are both.
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, good.
Just got back.
So, now...
He told me he was driving on a road trip, and I was trying to figure out how that works.
Hey, tell him I meant to say I wasn't driving. Christ.
Yeah, the dab pump's right. Definitely hitting this.
I like you asked her if that blue moon is any good. You got a blue moon here?
No, I still got my Heineken. I'm going to get it after, though.
Try this.
Try it?
No homo, just try it.
No.
Yeah. It can't be that fun. It really
is this your first time here?
Yeah, is this your first time here?
No.
You seen him here before?
No, we just haven't crossed.
Do you remember me?
He probably moved away when I
We used to sit
him.
Over there. We used to come over after our basketball games.
He probably
and like
away.
We
he
had
probably...
the Asian, the big black man with us.
Oh yeah, sure.
And then I would go outside to the car and I would drink Corona, dude.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't 21 at the time. Yeah.
Hey, who are you?
Nicole.
And you work here?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, it's right to your left.
How do you like it?
It's not bad.
All right, he wants one.
I gotta wait till he finishes
the sign
again.
Oh,
yeah, I'll finish it. Just give me a second, buddy. Give me a second.
Nicole?
Yeah, I guess so.
Nicole, he just says he needs a second.
Better hope my car doesn't get declined.
No, I
think
it does. Yeah.
He goes, if it does, yeah.
Well, no, I got you. I'll just
kidding, bro. No, I'm just kidding. You're kidding.
I already hit the 16, man. Oh, my God. You know the best thing? So
yeah, he had an Uber set up. He took the late fee or whatever, yeah. Like the cancel fee to be able to hang out with me and keep drinking.
So you fucking hustled
him. I think it was worth it. I was
charging him $16.
It was hard. It was hard to decide. It was real. I swear to God, listen. I'm not even kidding.
What happens when it's too late for the Ubers?
I don't know. I guess I'm fucked.
I told him he needs to call and be like, I'm blind. I can't see the Uber. It's their fault, dude.
I'm telling you.
Wait, yeah. How do you do Uber when you're blind?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was my serious question. Do they help you in the whip, like when they pull up? Or?
Yeah.
No, but how do you do it on the phone? Is it talking or something?
Oh, yeah. My brother does it because he's also blind. He has like a.
I don't want to touch the phone right now, but like. As you swipe apps, it like talks to you and stuff. I can't explain it right, but like it's doable.
It's like a voice
text.
It
speaks. So like I say in my Uber, like, hey, I want to ride to my cousin's house at 15 Maple Square, and like I can't explain. I'm too drunk to explain. I just can't. I just.
I'm surprised she still served you. I wasn't expecting her to serve you.
Do I look drunk to you?
No. You can't tell you're wearing sunglasses.
Yeah.
No, it's not the fucking point. Am I incoherent? No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I was gonna vote for Nikki Haley. The adrenaline on that carried me.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck. But what is bothering me is you won't get one of these blue moons because you won't finish your fucking Heineken.
I'll finish it right now.
Ah, Christ! You know, 21 years old.
Is it a fiddlehead or a blue moon?
No. Yeah, it's a fiddlehead. Sorry. No, of course you caught my slip. It is a fiddlehead. I wanted him to get a fiddlehead, not a blue moon. I you're right, John from over there.
John,
yeah.
All right, hold on. I'm gonna take a video of us drinking. All right,
Do you have anything to drink?
I got the Heineken. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's get this shit.
All right.
Cheers.
Hey. Cheers. Oh. You jinxed me. Why did you jinx me so bad? like, why did you do like? No, I'm surprised. I'm still serving you. Now my hands are clumping. You know. You know what? And they're looking. Of course you did. Of course you did.
You should see if they'll give him a shot.
No, we're not going to see that. I'm not being declined. I'm not being declined on that. Yeah. A couple things need to happen. First of all, finish your Heineken.
I'm finishing it.
I'm not getting caught out as the drunkest one. There's no way.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. No. Because I got this because I thought you were getting this too.
I forgot that I had an old beer. But she told you.
I'm like really happy I came here until I know.
I hate that you're over there. I still hate that you're all the way over there.
Hold on. So you're from Epping?
He's just from over there.
Yeah. About 50 minutes from there.
I used to live in Concord for a little bit.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not.
Where do you work?
I work at the Planet Honda over here.
Damn, that's a drive. Yeah. Every day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of grit. He has lots of grit.
Lots of grit.
Grab yourself a... damn, I'm gonna get the beer right if I can't guess it. Oh no, it's a fiddlehead, right?
Yep.
We need a fiddlehead and we need a napkin. I gotta wipe that bar.
Did you get the Heineken because it has Braille on the bottle?
No.
Does it really?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Oh my god, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Feel it. I think so.
No, it's not. It's just grip. It's just It's just grip.
No, feel it. That definitely says a word at the bottom. Very bottom. No.
Right, how is it right grip? Here. Who holds it down here like this?
Yeah, feel it like that. That's gotta be.
No, it's CC. No, it's not. So, okay. So, like, I'll teach you Braille, right? It's really easy, Braille. All
right.
How do you know that's not Braille?
It's two.
How do I know
three.
That's not Braille? Because I'm a guy who knows how to read Braille. All right.
But it's dots.
I understand.
But how would it be gripped? Nobody holds it like
listen,
this.
Listen, a tranny pussy isn't pussy.
Oh, we got another man coming.
Oh, yeah?
He's coming to join us.
Well, you better sit fucking in a good chair. I'm going to freak the fuck out.
He's even farther away. Did he get a Heineken? Did you hear what he got?
I swear to God, we're doing a podcast. If people can't be heard, it bugs me. Orient the mic.
Well, I don't know if he wants to be on the podcast.
Well, I mean, it's not optional.
He's an older,
doesn't matter.
Older
gentleman. All right, well, it's a one-party state. Okay. Doesn't matter. Anyway.
Yeah.
We do need napkins in your beer.
Oh, yeah,
I want to wipe this out.
I guess we could just...
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, we'll just steal one of these.
So part of being 21 is speaking up for yourself and being like, give me a beer.
Speak up for yourself.
Finish that Heineken. First of all, finish your Heineken. You're not driving.
I'm not driving,
all
he
right.
goes.
Brittany, you're not. What, you Uber here too?
No, I didn't Uber here, but I got dropped off here by my boss.
Right, right, right. My cousin will pick us up if worst comes to worst. Why is everything funny?
Well, now that's a little wild. I don't know who your cousin is.
She's a hot chick. Take it easy, dog.
What?
Sure. You know, take it easy. If I said, hey, I'm really stuck, she'd come pick me up. And she yelled at me a lot.
That's how my mom is.
Oh, yeah. My cousin's typical woman be like, hey, fuck you, got stuck here, but she picked me up. So whatever, you know, what the fuck. Now, all right. Now, we're going to ask a really deep question, and you're going to get goddamn fiddlehead. I swear to God, no pussing out anymore. I'm done with your pussing out.
I'm almost done with the beer.
No, that's not acceptable anymore.
It's not acceptable.
It's not acceptable anymore. Now I'm applying peer pressure, sir. Yes. I am. Shit. Go ahead. Because you know what? When you finish that beer, I'm going to pay for the next one. So, like, you know.
I thought I was paying for the beer.
You are. But the next one, I got. So there's a reward for when you finish that next one.
Are you going to finish that one?
Of course I am. But I don't believe you because you don't have this.
No, yet. I'm almost done, right?
Well, no, you're not almost really. Done.
Just two more sips.
I don't need you to make these excuses for me.
I'm the one that has eyes and can see it.
Well, no, that's everybody except for me. You know? It's a bunch of lies. You can't finish that one little bottle of Heineken.
Oh, my God.
21 years old. couldn't have hung in the Capone gang. Come on.
God. All right, I'm finishing it right now.
Yeah. No bad peer pressure. You're not driving. I'm not making you drive. Now, isn't my podcast better with guests? Can somebody?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, isn't it?
It's like streaming live.
Huh? No.
No, but he's got it.
Stream it live.
Yeah, I know. I will next time. I promise.
He could go viral, dude.
Oh, I feel like I could. It's a blind spot. Ladies and gentlemen. I'm so excited. It's the blind spot.
And like that's a perfect name for a fucking...
Oh, it's so great. I can't see. I was like, fuck it. I used to...
You just go to bars and it's like...
I'm trying... I didn't... This was not supposed to happen, though. I was supposed to vote for Nikki Haley.
I'm happy you didn't.
Ah, oh, no, you're happy you're still here, you fuck. I don't want to talk. Oh, yes, I do. Now, I'm going to ask a non-political question. And it's a totally serious question. Okay.
Yeah. All
right. No, you got it. Now, I know he can't hear us from all the way fucking in Siberia over there, but like, you got to pass it along, okay?
So I'll pass it along.
Now, I need you to think about it before you answer. I have two serious questions. The first question is now. All right, you have the option of becoming a vampire, okay? But what that really means is to stay alive, you got to either eat like animals, you know, or people. But animals suck to eat, okay?
Why?
Like, because it's like. You could eat like a fucking a protein shake or a steak. You know what I'm saying?
I'd choose a steak.
Right, because that's people, though. If you're
a steak is not a person.
Yeah, if you're a vampire, it is. So now my question to you is:
I thought you said we could do.
You could, you can, but you won't.
Oh,
but it's not.
We got
fun.
Another man in here now.
Oh,
to your left, now. He's close to you too.
Great. Now my question is: would you become a vampire? But it means you might have to eat people sometimes. But you'll live forever and have all those vampire powers. Vampires.
I mean,
you can turn to mist, like, you know, maybe. You're not, you know, like if I stab you, you're gonna be fine. You're a vampire. You know what I'm saying? The question
do
is,
Do I age?
No.
All right, if I don't age, then yeah.
No, but you
do
sometimes
that.
Have to eat people, or if you're not gonna eat a person, you're gonna have to eat, like, you know, I don't know, something. Like, you know,
I'd rather eat a freaking animal anyway.
No, but
dude.
Like you might relapse. You might fuck up though. That's the problem. Like, really,
fuck up and accidentally eat a human instead
of Yeah, because you're a vampire. I mean, like, really, you gotta think about it like that. Because that's what being a vampire really would be.
But how do we know what a vampire thinks like?
Because
what goes on in a vampire's head, you
they
know?
They eat people. So you figure it's like being a drug
I don't think
addict.
They eat people. They just suck people.
Yeah, but you
they
might...
suck their neck.
Yeah, but you might ruin it and kill somebody. Like, it's just like, you know, whoops.
Whoops.
Sorry. Like, but you're a vampire. Like, I'm 200 years old. Right. What do I do?
So we got yes on this one. What's the second serious question?
No, but I want to know who's going to be a vampire around the whole table. Like you?
Are you going to be a vampire?
No, I want to know you. Yes, I would be. What about you?
Yes, I'd be. Would you be a vampire or a human? Human.
All right, good. We need Nicole's input too. Frankly.
Well, how about you?
I'd probably be a human.
Yeah, right.
I'd be a vampire.
Right, so would I. So the so the people who want to be human, is it? Hey Nicole,
what's in it?
I have a question for you. If you had to eat people to live forever, would you be a vampire?
I had a shark drink once, it was really good. You
could be super strong. You'll live forever. Yada yada.
No, huh? No thanks.
No vampire?
No.
You'd be human?
Are you sure? All right, that's three humans.
I'd rather not live forever.
How about you over there? If you could be a vampire or a human, what are you choosing? And vampire, you get to live forever and you don't age.
But you gotta eat people.
But you have to eat people. Well, not eat people, but suck people.
Human.
Probably human.
Why? Why?
He's like, I'm already human.
Yeah, you live forever.
I'm just chilling.
You live forever.
I don't know. It's kind of scary to live forever at the same time.
But like, you could probably kill yourself as a vampire, like run out in the sun or something.
Oh yeah, vampires can't see sun at all. I forgot about that.
But it depends on how you view it, though. Because, like, in some stories, they can't, but they're sick.
So why was it a problem when I said that vampires could eat fucking animals?
They can. But, like, okay. The problem is, you know, it's all fictional. So, like, but the stories go, like, you don't really want to live on rats.
I mean, I wouldn't eat a rat. I'd eat, like, a cow.
But, like, I don't think it's scratching. Like, but it's not scratching that itch, though. It's not doing it. It's just not doing it for you. No, like, I don't know how to explain that. Just what they say. I don't want to mention it. Because the podcast. So, hang on. Tell them no dead air. We'll be right back. Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or should we just go?
No, he's got it. I got faith in you. So, he does a thing, no dead air, so you can't stop talking, all right?
Double tap to expand the sheet.
That works.
Yeah. Just don't stop talking, you know?
Gmail. Now, Capital One. Congrats. You're pleased to present an offer for an additional line of credit. Congrats. You're now eligible for a Quicksilver MasterCard.
Line. I do that. He
This is the best day after work I've had in a while.
I'm so glad to hear that because I will say to the table at large that I did not vote for Nikki Haley, but I kept you all here. So fuck y'all.
Yeah, he kept us all here.
I neutralized like three Trump votes, so you know, fuck.
How do you know he's voting for Trump?
You all are. I'm gonna tell y'all.
I hope. But who knows?
You're a dumbass.
Dude. How low is gas when Trump?
I don't give a fuck. How many coups did anyone else attempt?
We don't gotta get into politics.
Oh, yeah, no, we'll wait until we're outside. Oh, bar getting old. Yeah. All right. Now, I have a question for you. So, how long have you been housebound?
My dad does it, so.
How long have you been housebound?
My dad's a painter, so ever since I was probably like 15.
Did he teach you?
Yeah, he did teach me.
Do you like it?
I do like it. Painting's pretty fun.
Like it when it's done good?
Yeah.
Makes you feel good? Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
I'm just curious. That's just because I
mean, I like going into like shitty places and then fixing it all up, and then the finished product looks amazing.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I like painting for myself.
See,
my dad's
a general contractor. Last I knew.
What's he do? Like,
I don't fucking know. We haven't talked for 15 years, but last I knew, he was a general contractor.
15 years? You said your parents cared a lot about you.
They did. They used to quite a bit.
Yeah. Cheers then?
Huh? Yeah. They used to. No, me and my old man just got into it. Too similar.
Oh, yeah?
Really. And, like, he was like, you don't have a job. I'm not going to talk to you.
Well, that's kind of fucked up. You're blind.
You know what? I don't want to put... Listen, I'll get him on the podcast. I don't want to put him on the spot. I don't know what happened, but it happened. Whenever it was, it just happened. You know what? I like you better than him right now. That's all I know.
You like me better than your dad?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing, bro.
At least on a
short
time.
Love to hear it.
Thanks, buddy. No, man, that $16 hurt. So, you know, I gotta fucking make it worth it. You know, I mean, like,
$16,
shit, really,
yeah,
did, really
I
did. I said it was gonna be 10. I thought I was gonna deal with that. It wasn't there.
Oh shit! Oh. You should have just taken my number.
Nah, but you know, no, I shouldn't have, because I haven't had one guest on my podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
Couldn't get one person.
Yeah,
it was too controversial.
I was a little hesitant about it at first.
Oh, were you really?
Once I got the second brew in, then
yeah,
I was like,
yeah,
all
right. No, that's what I gotta do.
Get on this podcast.
Get all fucked up. Yeah, like, yeah.
It's amazing.
Oh, no, but like, so man, what do you make? Okay, so you make $40 an hour for yourself.
Yeah.
Right, fucking 1%er over here. You know, like, so
I probably said, alright, so I only do part-time painting now.
Right.
I used to do full-time.
Full-time weed smoker. No.
Yeah.
Right.
But part-time painting.
Yeah.
And then I had another job.
Yeah.
Cleaning,
yeah.
You know where Ragged Mountain is?
No.
It's a snowboarding mountain, but we used to clean that shit. But I had to quit that job.
So, what does the mountain look like? Tall?
I mean, yeah, it's a tall mountain, yeah.
Skiers too, or just snowboarders?
It's skiers and snowboarders.
I'd love to ski.
Have you ever?
Yeah, a lot.
How do you...
Huh? What? What? What's he saying?
He wants to know how it works.
Oh, okay.
How do you ski?
So, the way I ski is like, I have a good skier, right? Like the volunteers.
Oh, yeah.
And they ski about 2 yards behind me, maybe 3.
Behind you?
Yeah.
I would think in front.
Well, listen, I swear to God, I can't remember because I'm so focused on myself, like when I'm skiing. But like,
I would be too. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm just saying they ski very close though, okay? And they're gonna say to you, okay, like now, have you guys both skied?
I've never skied.
What?
I've snowboarded.
What did he say?
Ski.
What did he say from over there?
He said he hasn't.
Oh, okay. So, it's like this. So, like, but like, trees are here. Snow is here. So, they're going to be like, you're good. Take a left. Turn whatever you want.
You're good.
Hey, trees on your left. Take a right. Like, take a left. Like, so, because remember, like, you've skied, right?
Yeah.
So it's downhill. So like it's like left, right. So
I'm not gonna lie, bro. Like
yeah.
If I were you,
I love it.
No, I would not trust them.
It's so fun. No, I've only cut myself bad one time.
Right into the trees,
one time.
Dude.
All right.
I mean, that's pretty impressive for a blind man.
Dude, that's what I was.
Hey, welcome to the blind spot, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what I was saying about
you're whacking right here.
About him having a job. Oh yeah. So you haven't told us what jobs have you had?
So when I was in high school, I worked for my dad. As a general, like, gopher guy, he did construction. You know what I'm saying? So, like...
Gopher guy?
Like, no, I mean, like, if they were going to load a truck up at Home Depot or whatever, I'd help carry sheetrock or, like, help carry 2x4s.
That
like,
just sucks. I have
No, but I liked it because I was blind, though, so I liked all that stuff because it showed that I could do something, you know? So, like...
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, no, but, like, my dad would help me, like, okay, like, he'd be like, okay... You can't put the shingles on the roof, but you can take them off this roof. You know what I'm saying? So like, or he'd be like, you're gonna clean. Like, so he used to do estate sales, you know? And he'd be like, this is a dirty room. You can just fill these trash bags up with trash, you know?
So like, you're just like,
whatever.
My dad
for 10 years spent time on construction sites, being like, what can my blind son do? Like,
yep.
That's real.
That's
you know
a
what
real
I'm
dad right
so,
there,
so, like, he would be like, okay, we're going to move furniture up
why
down
why aren't you guys chill no more?
Because we got into a fight about something. I don't know what the fuck, man. It was real deep. It's real fucked up. Like it was deep
shit. Did
you shit.
Say sorry?
No. I haven't talked in 15 years to my dad, man. Like, 12 years, maybe. Like, you know, he lives in Enfield, Connecticut. It's not far away.
No, that's not. That's
no,
probably like an hour
no,
and a half.
Yeah. We'd be at his house tonight. Yeah, fuck that motherfucker, you know. But, like, I'm just saying, you know.
Oh,
you know?
Shit.
So, no, it was crazy. No, we haven't. We got in deep shit. I don't know what the fuck, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I started to rap at like 20, 21, 22.
You're a rapper?
Oh yeah, like I have major rap. Like no. All
like, right, hold on. Yeah. So you're 36 right now.
Yeah.
So that would have been 15 years ago. Just about
between 15 and 12, because like the ranges are kind of sketchy for me.
All right, so it was like.
Yeah. Well, no, because I was going to college at the same time.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
What happened was so the whole story. No, the whole story gets crazy. Listen, listen. So you want to hear the craziest part? Okay. So listen, I go to UConn, University of Connecticut, right?
To UConn, bro.
Yeah, yeah. And my mom. What? Three weeks in. My mom is now. Listen, my mom is an alcoholic. Okay. Can you hear me from over there? My mom is an alcoholic. And she breaks her back. She falls down the stairs.
Oh, shit.
And she paralyzes herself right here.
So she's, like, in a wheelchair now?
No,
or?
But not even that. Like it's like when you move your arm. Explain this to my phone. Like, when you move your arm, it's like she can't go like this anymore. It's like she's moving her arms like this now.
Oh, she can go only up and down. She can't
go
forward.
Yeah, you gotta talk. She like, looks like she had a stroke. You know what I'm saying?
She looks like she should
be a good painter.
It's bad. Yeah, she would not be a good painter. So, like...
She can go up and down still.
My mom breaks her back because she falls down the steps, and I'm in college, and like everything's going crazy. I end up
flunking.
14. I can't remember.
What?
No. 18. No, I'm kidding. 18. So, my mom breaks her back, and then 2 years later, me and my dad get into a fight and stop talking. My whole life is nuts. I don't know what to tell you. It's a long story. Thank God there is beer. Dead air.
What?
No more dead air.
No more dead air?
Yeah.
We don't have any dead air.
There's almost dead air.
There was almost dead air, but there wasn't.
Right. So, okay. Now, I mean, that hurt. That was some crazy shit. Like, I don't talk to people about how I don't talk to my dad. That's nuts. So, like, my dad, by the way, the best part is, so, I gotta just tell this one story. So, a couple years ago, I was just in a bad spot, and I'd go through all my major friends, and my best friend from when I was 5 called my dad and said, "Hey, listen, Steve, I don't know what's going on with Jay, but if he is sucking dicks for crack behind 7-Eleven, would you please, would you want to help him out? Would you want to help him out?"
Did he just say that?
Yeah. I said to him, "Hey, you know I wasn't doing that." I said, like, "You know I wasn't doing that, right?" And he was like, "Yeah, I know that now. And I'm like, "Okay, all right, you know." And so my dad told me he works in Concord, right? He told my cousin he works in Concord. My cousin lives in Franklin. He told my cousin that he works in Concord. He'll take her to lunch in Concord. He hasn't called me. He knows I'm living here.
He hasn't called you? Have you called him?
No. It's deep. I told you it's deep. I told you it's mad deep.
Well, check on him, man, you know?
No, man. He has a pacemaker in his heart.
What'd you do to this thing?
I don't know. There's chocolate. There's like weird chocolate. I mean, like, let's just hope it's still going. Like, there's chocolate, weird shit. Like,
chocolate?
I saw it. Listen, you know, I... Stop trying to... Let me just double check.
Is it still going? Yeah, it's still going.
Is it? Can you tell? Can you just
check? Yeah, it's got the square.
Okay, great. Okay. No, let's not make fun of me. All right, let's not do that. No. Don't fucking double jigger jagger, brother. I don't know. The fuck? No, fuck.
Yeah, this man is awesome, man.
No, but you are all awesome. I need... What?
Yeah, can I have a menu, please, as well? You guys have... I don't like your guys' french fries, dude. I wish I did.
You'll get the loaded fries.
Can I get the...
Oh, we got someone close to us right now.
Oh, yeah. It's not Nicole.
What? No, it's not.
That's too bad.
That's too bad. How are you? Okay. Yeah. What a legend.
Oh, Jesus, no.
Yes, please.
Hey, let's take a walk. Let's go outside. Oh, you gotta look at me.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Let's go.
Grab that phone, man.
Let's go.
You got the phone?
Oh, I got it.
Yo.
I'm right here.
Hey, I'm leaving a laptop here.
What?
Look down.
Oh, yeah, I got you. You want me to grab it?
No, I don't care.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's gonna care.
No, I hope not.
We got someone right here.
Siberia, Siberia over there? Let's go to Siberia. What about Siberia?
Is he coming?
I keep it here.
So, you know what? You coming, big man?
So listen, you smoke?
He's tired.
No, it's cold. It's Siberia.
All right, hey.
Nice to meet you.
All right, let's get it. All right, watch out. We're about to walk into a fucking...
we almost walked into a post.
Oh, well, we did not.
Oh, shit, I forgot to tell you about the stairs, my bad.
You know what's very funny? I think it's very funny.
Mm.
It's the funniest part. So, no, we're not leaving. So, you know what's funny?
Mm.
Is all the girls...
Right now? No. Okay. We got the...
Everything. No, but the best part is, so I don't know
he's
how...
He's got the Trump hat
this,
on, you know?
I don't know how I feel about this, but I haven't voted for Nikki Haley yet. But I have also kept three Trump voters not voting.
Fuck Nikki Haley.
Yes. Hey, fuck you!
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
It's intense.
That is a good guy right there.
Hey, buddy. Nick?
I got your buddy's back, though. Don't you worry. Nick. I'm a little guy, though.
Hey, Nick, you there?
Yeah, my phone's a little quiet. Let me see if I can
turn
it back.
He's
still there. It says he is.
I don't know. Hey, are you there? I love that guy. I just said that I want to, you know who I want on my podcast? I swear to God, do you see the battery power on my phone? We're gonna be fucked.
It is
calendar Tuesday edit mode. Activate.
I can't see the exact percentage, but it's looking around 30%.
All right, well, we got time.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, all right.
It's fucking cold out here. I was working outside all fucking day.
Oh, you know, hey, listen. I got a serious thing for you, okay? Now, listen. If there's ever a point where I can lay primer for you in front of you and you can fix it after me because I'm blind,
yeah.
I will do that for 8 hours a day, okay?
I'm telling you,
listen, I don't want any charity or whatever. I'm saying when somebody else gets sick or whatever and you need somebody, you call me, okay?
Well, when I work for myself, I could use a second person.
Would you? I mean, because but I don't know how useful I'll be yet. We haven't done it.
Yeah. We could test it out and shit.
Here's the thing. I will work half a day for free just to see if I'm useful. Okay?
Well, no, not even for free, because, like, I know there's some stuff that you could do.
Sure, okay, why? but I'll take that. Listen, I am so desperate for $50. Like I get disability payments and stuff, but you know I'm a crazy guy. I want more money. I want more money. You know what I'm saying?
It's not enough.
So, like, you know, if you need a guy, like, listen, I need you to take it. You have my number, you know. Take it and keep it, because, like, I will, like, really work. Like,
I got your number. I'm going to message you. I'll make sure. Probably in the next few weeks, I'll be doing a job myself. You can come through.
Wipe the spit off.
Got you.
No offense. I also want to show you, by the way, you have your own phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
I do want to show you my rap career, because it's Google search away. I just want to show you for like half a second at some point. Get a light?
Yep.
Fuck.
Oh,
no,
shit.
No.
You have no lighter?
No, fucking stupid. You bought these Blue Moon, right?
Yep. No.
Yeah. Yeah, not Blue Moon. So. Yeah, but I will buy the next one. So give me that bet, because I'm not getting over on you, because I will be buying your next round. Woo! Oh yeah, I know. Oh yeah.
Oh fuck.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That one did.
Oh yeah.
Woo!
Oh yeah. Dude, does it crack you up that the guy John wants to be in that podcast but won't move?
Yeah.
You know what that is? What is that?
Like, I don't know.
Because you understand that the reason I'm telling him to move is just so
he can... Because I know the mic...
I just want to make sure that what he's saying is being picked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, I'm sick of people's bullshit. Yo, do you want to be friends?
Yeah, well, we're already friends, I would say.
No, but, like, you want to like, cement that shit? Because I have no friends in this
Let's go.
All right, word, dog. See,
let's go, baby.
I'm 36. You want to be friends with an older person? I'm just saying, like, it's rough, you know. I don't know. Yeah. Where's your button on this? Oh, it's right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little square.
I need a light.
I got to take a piss again, dude.
Run in there. Find me a light.
I'll be right back.
Where's my phone? Is it still going? I want to make sure it's...
Let me give it to you. It was on
Hand
the bench.
Me that. And that's still going? Podcast going? Okay.
Oh, wait, I don't know. I do not know.
Hey, wait, look, wait, hey, yo! Just look, because I want to know. Okay.
Yep, it is.
Okay,
Tuesday,
all right, go.
January 23rd.
All right. I'll be right back.
No.
Double tap to open.
Lighter when you come back.
Yeah, I'll try.
Please, do the best you can. Now listen. Lighter?
Oh, you've done it. Oh, sorry.
Damn it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, I continue this podcast with all the awkwardness that just has passed in mind. Ladies and gentlemen, my fellow Americans, foreign allies and foreign scum, what I am trying to explain to you is that what I am trying to do is for me. Now, you might say to yourself, this episode has been a disaster. And I would say to you, better a disaster than nothing. And that's, frankly, how I feel about it. How I feel about it. House Painter Pete asked me the question about trans people that I had been dodging for 2 podcast episodes. And I hope I answered it thoroughly. And if I had not, I will try it again. Yes, sir. Now, what's next? I don't know. I'm hanging on by my fucking, hang on. By my, the skin of my teeth, so to speak. I want to tell you that what happened to me was I came here because I knew no Uber would take me to my polling place. It was too close to my house. Or that was the rationale I gave myself. And so I came to the Applebee's that I came to, and I am now drunk and have said to myself that I am now excusing my no voting by holding back several Trump voters who would have otherwise voted for Trump. Fuck that motherfucker. My whole thought process behind it.
Yo, good buddy.
Huh?
How are you?
Hey, how's it going? You got a light?
Oh, no, I did not find a lighter.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, all right. Well, like, all right. I guess we're going
to... You want to hit the nicotine? I have a vape.
Oh, I guess you do. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to give you this back, so...
This one... Oh, shit. I forgot so you had that.
I know.
This one doesn't have a button or nothing.
So you're 21.
Yeah.
So, like, fuck, who's the first president you remember ever?
Probably Barack Obama.
Yeah?
Probably, yeah.
Do you have a memory? Like a memory of like so I remember when I was a kid.
I don't remember much.
So let me explain. So like I remember with like Bill Clinton. You know who Bill Clinton is?
Yeah, yeah.
So I remember watching Bill Clinton swear the oath because I was in a room where it happened. I was 5, so I just happened to be there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I remember watching Bill Clinton swear the oath and saying to one of my teachers, "Hey, what is that?" And the teacher said, "Hey, he's just like saying he's gonna be president."
Yeah.
You know? So I'm wondering what's your earliest political memory. And I want you to think for, like, even 30 seconds. Just the earliest political memory. And I will be specific. You just go ahead.
Hurricane Katrina with Barack Obama, probably.
What? So tell me all about whatever you remember.
I just remember him getting shit on about it because he didn't do anything for the people.
But he
after.
Did, though. But so the thing is, like, so here's the fucked up part. So Barack Obama did, though. So, like, now, I want to tell you some shit. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's how it goes. So, like, there's a thing called FEMA.
Yeah.
FEMA is the... organization that happens when there's an emergency that's bad, like real bad, right? Like let's say a meteor hit fucking Concord.
It's like a Red Cross.
It's an act of God.
Yeah.
So like a meteor hits Concord, right? Mm-hmm. A fucking crater, a quarter mile wide. The fucking governor of New Hampshire goes, aha! Okay, right? We need FEMA and Joe Biden. Like, voice memos. Joe Biden goes. Double tap to expand the sheet. You understand what Joe Biden is saying?
Yeah.
What is Joe Biden saying?
He's saying, I don't know what to do.
No, he's saying FEMA. FEMA is cool. You know what I'm saying? You understand? Don't be stupid.
Yeah, don't be stupid.
Okay, I swear to God. Okay, listen. My mom, I swear to my dead mother, okay? I swear to you, we just met. I promise, Joe Biden is not senile and deluded. Joe Biden is simply old and very, very tired.
Yeah.
Do you understand the difference between those two things?
Dude.
Huh? Listen. I'm going to tell you something. You know what I love?
Yeah.
Do you see this bit right here? Right here. Don't lie to my podcast. See it?
I don't really see it, to be honest with you.
But I do have a handkerchief. So listen. So Joe Biden is not, like, senile. As in he doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Joe Biden is just very old and like very tired. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not like so. He's just tired. Like you know he's 81 years old and he's really the president. I follow politics like your mom follows like Days of Our Lives. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden is the best president in the last 40 years. You know what I mean? He's just very very old.
Voice memos.
I want to hit that
voice memos.
Very bad. I'm gonna buy your next room. I promise. I'm telling you that.
Woo.
Yeah. Really? So hang on, let me finish the point before. Okay. So Joe Biden is not unaware of what's happening. It's just he's your grandpa. He's 81. Like, have you seen him? Do you understand?
Yeah, I've seen Joe Biden before.
Okay. So, like, the thing is, like, do you know any people over 70 that are smart? That are smart?
No.
Okay, like, who are the... Think about the smartest older person you know. Okay. Do me a favor, just think for a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the president right now. But, like, the problem is they're waking that guy up right now and saying, hey, they're saying, hey, Iran is maybe developing a nuke, and North Korea is developing a nuke, too, and, like, Venezuela has a spy in Washington, D.C., and, like, by the way, like, whatever, every fucking day. Do you understand how the stress would be on you?
Yeah.
Like, and you're 81.
Yeah.
Okay, I swear to you, I've watched 40 Joe Biden interviews, you know? He's not unaware of what's happening. He's just 81. Like, which is fucking really...
Yeah, that's why he shouldn't be a president.
Yeah, but, like, the alternative is Trump.
Yeah, I know, that's better.
No, it's not. I'm
behind you now. My bad.
Who is that?
Cheap. Portrait flip.
There's just some customers.
So the thing is, like, listen. Do you know what a coup is?
No.
Okay. What do you think it means if I say illegal government takeover?
I would think the civilians are taking over the government or something. I don't know. I'm fucking high as hell right now.
Hang on. What I gotta do is pee and come right out.
No. Let's just chill inside. You good on this?
No, because I want to smoke a cigarette and I can't. I gotta pee first. Well, like, it's a whole thing.
We don't have a lighter for you.
Alright. Okay, let's go.
Let me grab your phone real quick.
Yeah, so,
all right,
so,
I got your
phone. So, okay, so... This way. So the thing is, okay, like an illegal takeover of government... I got to piss up. So yep. an illegal takeover of government is like, okay, imagine like just for simplicity's sake, the whole government is seven guys make every decision, right?
Yeah.
And I beat the
I forgot to tell you about the stairs.
So, okay, I don't care about that. It's not right here. Okay, imagine the whole government is seven people,
right? Yeah.
And I say, if you don't vote my way, it'll kill your families, okay? You understand, like to four of them, so they vote my way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is what's called a coup. It's an illegal government takeover, okay?
We're at the bathroom.
No, but okay, imagine, okay, do you remember, did you go to high school or something?
Yeah, of course.
Do you remember Rome? Do you remember Rome at all?
Yeah, I love Rome.
Julius Caesar?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know what Julius Caesar did?
I mean, he was
probably... That's a coup, do you understand? Like, do you remember Julius Caesar?
Yeah.
Alright, so, like, do you know how he, like, crossed the Rubicon with his army and, like, fucking took over Rome and got stabbed?
Yeah.
Alright, that's a coup. What that is an illegal government takeover.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm talking
about? So, like, an official trying to take
over? No, listen to me, okay. Like, the Romans had a 200-year tradition of government, right?
Yeah.
Do you understand what I mean by that? Like every 5 or 10 years there were elections, there was whatever the fuck. Okay, so the law said he could not take an army into the Roman city. So like, what happened in Rome, because they were fucking barbarians, was like, let's say you're the fucking big dick dog in Rome, except you're not the king, you're like, you know, fifth down rank wise.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so what happens is they say fucking Pete, like, alright, we're gonna give you 80,000 guys, okay? And like, what we want you to do is go conquer France and take taxes. And like, if you can't do that, we might put you up on a cross or something. But like, go ahead and do that, right? So that's your job. So Julius Caesar had that job and he said, fuck it. And he just turned back around and walked into Rome and took the city over. It's a coup. It's an illegal thing. Like, Rome didn't want that to happen. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, and that's what Trump is doing to this country. And that's why you shouldn't fucking vote for him.
I don't know, man. He's a businessman.
I don't give a fuck.
You want your phone back?
Yeah.
Door open. Right
here. So he's a busy. He's a businessman. Are we still recording? Just make sure.
What? Yeah, we're good.
All right. So listen. So like.
Go right.
Like, he's a businessman is a stupid thing because he's now not a businessman. He's not in the country. Yeah, wait.
Alright.
Our
boy leaves.
Who cares? We just were there.
How we miss him? That's crazy. All right. Thank God.
Thank you.
All right. Yours is right there. Right to your right now.
You're on my right, right?
Yeah. I would have been here if he left without saying goodbye to us.
Fuck, that guy was
same with you. You better not leave without saying goodbye.
I paid money to stay here. Fuck you, man. I paid money. I paid $15. So funny.
You got a menu now?
Yeah, right. You know, there's a grill menu here, too.
I don't really like Applebee's food.
You know, neither do I. I just come to the drinks in the room.
You got some steak?
No, you know you don't eat that. Don't eat that. Don't eat that here.
What are you eating? Where's he going? I just want...
Don't get focused. Don't get focused.
What are you eating? Giblet? Yeah, little baby giblet. Barbecue.
Yo,
you're great.
I gotta see if my customer comes here.
Good?
I love them.
I might get it. What's on it for like sauce? Is there anything on it?
Barbecue sauce.
That's not bad.
And we're going to switch over after this. We have all you can eat.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do some
chicken wings.
Oh.
Don't be conned into it.
Give it different
types. You earned that money. You earned that money.
You can get 3-4 different things.
I came back here, I was like, where the hell did this man go?
I'm not even kidding.
I really want to meet you sometime soon.
Tell him to
you know
talk
what?
To
fuck
you.
It. I'll have another beer with you guys.
Oh,
and he's sitting next to us. He's sitting next to us.
Tell him I want to talk to him. I don't even know who he is. I'm serious.
Yeah, he's right here, bro.
No, fuck that. But you've been cold.
I'm going to get up and introduce myself. Fuck
you. We got a new guy right there, too.
Hey.
He's on the phone right now.
I'm sorry, buddy. Hey, man.
It's okay. You don't have to be sorry.
I'm not sorry. You should be sorry.
You were going to vote for Nikki Haley rule the country again.
No, fuck that. I'm voting for Joe Biden too, motherfucker.
No, you're going to get yourself killed.
And I'll break your knees. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Fuck that. You know? Fuck you.
What are you gonna drink? Yeah, okay. No. You gonna get one of these fucking fiddle things?
Yo,
no, fuck that.
That's all
I know,
dude.
Martini.
Yeah, fuck it.
Martini.
Next
that...
round's on me. Fuck that. Hey, you want a martini?
Alright, let's pull the phone a little closer.
Yeah, it is. I think I turned it off.
Holy shit, you got 355 unanswered messages.
You can't see them. No, but I read them and they won't acknowledge.
You can't read them.
No, but like I read them when I open them. So like they go.
I'll get one more.
Hey, stop triggering me. I want to take you off my show.
I'll get one more.
You're so bad.
Yeah.
I want to hit my baby here now. Oh, I think I lost it. Oh, no, I have it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going in your car. Don't worry. I can see your face.
I did.
I'm sure you
did. Hey, do me a favor, Pete.
Yeah.
It's important, like, so I got it.
Thank you.
Do you have both of them?
Naturally. So,
No, I got my dad.
I didn't even go show up that much.
Douchebag.
Yeah,
got you.
Thank you.
So, when that battery goes like to 10%, you gotta stop that recording.
Okay,
otherwise
I got you.
Lose it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's your only job.
It's my only job.
Yeah. Discord. Like if it goes Discord. Too low, you stop it.
My brother has this shit too, where it's like if you hit it, it fucking talks to you instead.
Right, because he's blind. Your brother's blind.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why you have so much talent for me.
Mm-hmm. Baby.
Yeah.
Baby.
Oh, yeah.
I be chilling with you though. You
no dog man. Like good times. Like
good time.
I'll take that $16. That was the Uber fee home. I ate that. It hurt.
It hurt.
Oh good.
Cheers, blind man over here. There you go. You can hit the vibration. I know you can.
Oh my god, the anger courses through me. I want to climb Mount Washington.
No.
I do.
Like climb it or
dude, somebody like just died on it.
Really?
Fucking
pussy.
They had to call Fish and Games out and they found a dead body. Like last week.
God, I don't give a fuck about who can't handle what.
The winds be crazy up there, man.
Fuck that. Fuck that. 3 hours tops. No fucking good.
3 hours?
Yeah. Fuck that.
Pretty sure it's like a 7 hour,
no,
8 hour
no,
fucking
hours,
hike, buddy.
3 hours, no, no.
Hey, you know how long it takes to get up that
no,
mountain?
I don't
tell you, but I don't think it's 3 hours.
No, man.
It was like 3 hours for Mount Major, and that's like fucking a quarter of the size, dude.
You know, I'm so angry, like, I'm so angry because, like, man. Oh, like.
Yeah, bro, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, like, it kills me yeah. Because, like, I just want to climb that mountain, first of all, because if I just climb that pussy-ass mountain, they'd be like, the whole fucking mass media would say that blind motherfucker climbed that fucking mountain. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck. It's just some fucking mountain. It's not even fucking Everest or whatever the fuck.
It's not even Everest.
You know, and that's it.
You know what, dude? If we're still talking this summer, we'll go.
Well, no, but I...
I'll escort you out.
I feel
he'll
like
come
you,
too.
I know, but I...